All right, our first audience storyteller is Marsha Allen. Come on up.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. All right, I'm going to name this story The Voice, The Job, and $7. Okay. I really wish somebody would have wrote a handbook on how to be a teenager. I mean, there are some of the most awkward moments in my teenage years that I can remember. I mean, one is dealing with, I'm sure all the males in the room can agree, is your voice. Going through puberty, one of the most awkward is moments that you could ever live. I remember I was 16, and I was looking for a job, and I was looking in the paper, and I saw that Chuck E. Cheese is hiring. Okay, not one of the most coolest jobs, but it's a job. So I call, and I set an interview up. I do the application process, and I go in for the interview, and I sit down with the manager. I mean, I am prepped, confident in all. I walked in, I'm looking good, I'm smelling good, and most of all, I am prepared with all the questions that I knew the manager would ask. He asked me one of the most biggest questions that I was prepared for. He said, "Why are you qualified to work here at Chuck E. Cheese?" Now, I said, "Yes, this the one." So I said, because I like doing good service. Now, it did not come out that way. Came out more of, I like doing good service. I said, wait. Hold on. That's not the way I planned for it to come out, so let me try again. I said, that's not the way I planned for it to go. So, pushing through this embarrassing moment, a couple days later, I received a phone call saying that I got the job at Chuck E. Cheese. So, reflecting on that moment, I said to myself, that interview was one of the most embarrassing and awkward moments I ever had to deal with in my teenage years. But you cannot change awkward and embarrassing moments in your teenage years. So why not embrace them? And because I embraced that moment in my interview, I got the job. So now you see why I call it The Voice, The Job, and I got my $7 an hour. Thank you.